We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
How you doing, Brian?
Yo, I'm good.
Chelsea.
Good morning.
Rocking the turtleneck this morning, baby.
I actually heard Chelsea just mutter to herself, struggle.
I'm struggling today. A little sleepy.
For those of you that don't know, but Chelsea did have a date planned out last night with one of the men that she met at Coachella. It was actually Cinderella, who you met weekend one.
Yeah.
And it got a little complicated because her weekend two Coachella boyfriend, a.k.a. Tinkerbell, heard about this date she was going to have with another man and texted Chels basically saying, hey, why don't you ditch that loser and come with me tonight?
Ditch the zero, get with the hero.
Oh, man.
What does she end up doing? She says it's a struggle. I think she stacked them. She is a notorious stacker.
She definitely didn't go home and get the recommended 8 hours of sleep last night.
That is correct, Brian.
But at least she's not wearing the same pants from yesterday.
Well, don't be so sure.
They're inside out. She busted a man inside out. We'll get more details on that at 8 a.m. If you're not listening at 8 a.m., you can always catch our podcast. Download the radio.com app. Search AMP Morning Show and it'll be on there. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
On social media, hit us up at, I was going to say a phone number. Hit us up at 97.1 AMP Radio. You can also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
For those of you that are struggling with allergies like myself, listen, it's a thing of Southern California, but now it's been made official. Riverside County has received the number one worst air quality in the nation.
Jeez,
wonderful.
Man. Between it's the pollution and the pollen?
It's got an F for air quality. And, dude, I noticed this when we used to live in Santa Ana growing up, and then we moved out to Riverside County, Mira Loma, by 15 in the 60. I didn't know what allergies were, bro. All of a sudden, they hit me. And it's because, if you think about it, all along the 15, the 60, and the 10 out there, Fontucky, Rialto, Ontario, huge warehouses. Huge. It's just full of 18-wheelers rolling up. Mm. And it's like a little valley right there. So all the smog from L.A. just kind of drifts on over and just chills right over Riverside County, man.
And then when the wind blows, sometimes depending on where you're at in that area, all of a sudden it'll just be filled with like that cow field smell.
Oof. Oh,
so you're like, oh, the pollution's gone. You're like, what is that smell?
It's like, one thing is like inhaling pollution and smog is fine, but I gotta smell it? That's not good. It's got a bad scent. Other counties here in Southern California that received a poor grade are Imperial County, LA County, Orange County, San Bernardino County, San Diego, and Ventura.
All the counties.
But it's sunny here.
Well, sometimes you can't really see the sun.
What county is Palmdale in? I feel like you got to get above the smog.
What is your county, Tamara? You know how you live at your mom's house?
Yeah, what's your mom's county?
What is it?
LA County.
Oh, it's still LA County?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. But it's high desert. It's supposed to be better, no? Because higher elevation?
Absolutely not.
Are you above the smog?
Absolutely not.
Damn, she's like another complaint from my mom. We need to move, Mom. Come on.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 AMP Radio.
What do you use for most of your passwords? If you use your favorite artist's name, you could be in major trouble because a study has now revealed what musical artist's name is the most hackable when used as a password. Most hackable, man. Always getting broken into. What artist do you think it is, guys?
We're going Beyonce, man.
Beyonce.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh. I mean,
Beehive. Chelsea?
Okay, I'm going to say Ariana.
Ariana Grande?
Yeah, just because, you know.
Okay.
She's big right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
So,
number one most hackable artist password name is...
Say it ain't so.
Wow.
What?
I will not go. Turn the lights
on. It's got numbers in it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Blink 182. 2.
It's weird to me that people so even funny. Put bands in their passwords. I'd feel like too much of a creepy stalker. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, internally, they'd never know. Blink 182 would have no idea. But to me, I'd type it in like, God, you're the biggest fanboy ever. Yeah. Like, every time I'm logging in to check my bank or something.
But you mentioned something, bro, that's so right. It's probably just because it has a 182 in there. And for passwords, for most passwords, you need numbers. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like, Blink 182.
Capitalize that B, you're good to go.
Right.
You are good
to
go.
At an exclamation point, okay.
Yeah, in regards to fictional characters, Superman is the most commonly used in password names, and it's the most hackable as well.
Interesting.
See, I'd also feel like a loser then, too. Right? Superman, because it's a, you know, it's the good guy I most relate with when I'm trying to keep my secret bank information safe.
And then you just get super hacked, bro.
Right.
So there you go.
Superman, how did you do me dirty like that? Those Russian hackers got into my Facebook.
Change it up. Man, I don't know how many numbers I've attached to my password here at work now. It's like whatever word I use for all my passwords. And then it's like I started with one after it. And then every time here at work, like every 2 weeks, like, oh, you need to change your password. I added a 2.
Yo.
Now it's 3. I think I'm up to like 8 right now. It's like 1, 2, 3,
see,
4, 5,
I just
6, 7,
have, 8. I've just given up trying to remember my password. I just, every time I have to email our IT guy, and I'm like, hey, sorry, forgot my password this time. And he always has to reset it. So I'm so bad at that.
Your password is our IT guy's name, Wayne.
Yeah, literally. Wayne.
You should just do that.
Every 2 weeks, he's like, all right, tell.
Wayne's help desk.
He's like, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love for you to stop in my office and actually like chat with me instead of just talking about change your password. I'm like, well, sorry, Wayne.
By the way, Wayne's office is literally across the hall from us right here.
I know.
She's like, I
try to
email
pop my
him.
Head in. No.
Well, they need to settle down. The you know, the radio station email server security protocols, like, gotta change your password every 18 days. I'm like, no. No one is trying to get into my radio station email.
No.
I need to see what kind of commercials he's reading.
Bro, that hacker would be so bummed out.
All right, moving right along. Brian, you're infamous, bro, for joining all kinds of SoCal sports bandwagons.
Mm-hmm. Driving it, Clippers!
Hey!
Welcome.
What up?
City.
Hey.
What's that on that beat? Live City Clips, Live City Clips. LA, you don't know who you playing with.
Right, but listen, that's an old song. We're not even Lob City anymore. But it's better than the other one I found, which is
the Clippers. That's right. We be rising.
We be
Clip
rising.
Clip Nation. Let's do this.
You be catching one of my Clipper Nation shirt
like
at the game.
Oh, God, don't even.
Is that you, Brian?
I know.
It's got 2,000 views. We have a real Clipper theme song problem. I'd like to put that out there as a PSA for somebody to help. Because we can't keep going with Tyga, Lob City, or even Lob City. Last night, big news. I'm driving the Clippers bandwagon right now.
Yes.
They went on the road against the Golden State Warriors. Down 3-1. We got a little audio from Montrezl Harrell talking about how serious it is on the road being down 3-1.
We had our backs against the wall tonight. We knew if we lost this game, we was going to go back home feeling salty and our season was going to be over. But we didn't want to do that. So we came out here and fought and left it all on the line. We came up with a big time win and now it's time to get back to LA.
He even added, but we couldn't get to that audio. He's like, man, we don't even have a theme song. But we still came back and won this game in the Bay Area.
They got this one. The Clippers. Clip Nation.
It really sounds like you.
They got huge production last night off the bench. That's the key right now. The off the bench last night. Lou Williams had 33 points off the bench, which is huge.
Wow.
Because all the Warriors stars, Steph, everyone was in double digits. And they won 129-121. So now we push it to game 6.
And it's going down at Staples this Friday at 7 p.m. Do or die again right there. Wow. So let's go, Clippers. I like that Brian waited till they won 2 games in the playoffs to join the bandwagon. Guys, it wasn't even when playoffs started.
Guys, listen, before I thunder into my music again. Like a good bandwagon fan, I didn't even know they were in the playoffs.
Oh, boy.
The Chelsea Report.
So, hands down, the biggest movie of the weekend, and really this year, is Avengers Endgame. Yep. It's already broken pre-sale records, and now it's expected to shatter opening weekend records. It actually opens tonight
at some
theaters, but it's expected to globally bring in close to $900 million.
Get
maybe even a billion.
In one weekend.
That's crazy.
On the U.S. side of things, it's expected to bring in an all-time high for any opening weekend, around $270 million to $300 million.
I saw that yesterday on a trending article. I follow a bunch of bookies. Don't ask why.
not important. For legal reasons, do not ask.
I just like to FYI, you know, I make fake bets in my head. Anyways, there's a bookie in the UK that's taking bets to see if it'll crack a million. They give you like 20 to 1 if it breaks a million, wow, or $1 billion, sorry. Then I was like, man, that's an interesting bet, but I didn't even realize it was going to even come that close until I saw like bookies putting up the line. I was like, whoa!
So did you make that bet in your head?
In my head, yeah, I thought about
it. Yeah, okay, cool. Good times.
Just a reminder, if you're going to see it, you have to carve out a good chunk of your day because the running time is 3 hours and 58 seconds.
Good Lord. So
there you go.
See, the issue with that is like, I got to pee.
Yeah.
You feel me? What are you doing? That's the worst situation to be in, man.
Don't let go. Just let go.
Don't pick a fight scene.
All right.
All right. Madonna needs to step away from Maluma.
Ooh.
Latin Hottie, my man. They teamed up for a new collab. It's a song called Medellin, I think is how you say it.
Medellin.
Okay, there. So, not even close.
Oh, jeez.
I meant to ask you before I did this report.
Wrong.
Wait, how is it? So, wait, I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, no problem.
It's a song called
Medellin.
Perfect.
It's a city in Colombia.
Oh, it sounds racist.
She's like, come on, Madonna. Doing the song Medellin.
You guys can go to Tijuana this weekend.
Get away from Malibu.
Are you going to go to Guadalajara?
Right,
I'm
going
to Oaxaca.
Okay, let's get back to the music video.
Are you going to Puerto Vallarta?
Oh, God.
Vallarta. Get some quesadillas in Vallarta.
You want some tortillas?
Let's get back to the music video. Because Madonna is seducing Maluma in it.
Is it Madonna
like
or Mayana?
And grinding.
Madonna, Maluma.
Mayuma. Are you guys done?
I took a sip and had a dream. And I woke up in Medellin.
Oh, there it is.
Damn, she really stayed. You heard the song before?
I did, but it's been a rough morning for me, guys.
I think it was a rough night.
Sure. Okay, moving on.
We'll get to that later.
Well, anyways, that song's going to be performed at the Billboard Music Awards by Madonna Maluma, so get excited for that. That's next weekend. Moving on!
She now calls it that song. Not Medellin.
I'm going to try it. I'm not going to put myself through that.
It's all good.
All right, in case you missed it, so Ariana Grande last weekend brought Justin Bieber out during her Coachella set.
Mm-hmm.
This was, you know, Justin's first performance in 2 years. He performed Sorry, but he got a lot of criticism because he did it with a backing track. So there were moments in the song, for a lot of it, where it looked like he was lip syncing. Anyways, E! News host Morgan Stewart laid in on him on their nightly show. Here's what she said.
Okay, I did not realize it was going to be that bad. He definitely looks like he put an oxy pad on that forehead, but I don't care. That is up.
So Justin saw this and he was very upset. He tweeted at Morgan saying, imagine if you spent even half the time you spend laughing at other people's expense, actually building people up and encouraging people, how much positivity you could bring. He then encouraged Morgan to use her platform to do for good. And he said, and rather than being positive, you belittle people. Think about how awesome it felt for me to be on stage after being away for so long. The excitement and joy it gave me doing the thing I love to do most. He said also, I sang with a backing track like most cameos do. This is a normal thing. Then Ariana came in, defended Justin. Ariana Grande.
We're not making fun of anybody. We're educating.
She said, we also decided to do this 10 minutes before my set started.
Right.
We had zero soundtrack, zero rehearsal. You were singing with the backing track like most cameos. And then she said, people are bored. People don't know how it feels to be under such scrutiny.
Listen, you have every right to say, hey, maybe his vocals weren't on point. But yet again, he hasn't performed in 2 years. But to me, where you cross the lines, we're talking about homeboy zits.
Right.
Like, it's like not, really, bro? It's just mean is what it is.
Come on, man.
I do love this when people like make jokes or they think it's funny and it's not. That joke ate it on her own show. Like they have a live audience in there and that joke fell flat right in front of her. So I would say to Justin, yeah, man, it is like very frustrating. She went after like something that's so not even part of the performance. But also, comedy gods got the justice there because they didn't. It just died right in front of
her. Yes. Yes, I love it.
There you go. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Did you dirty? Hit us up 877-971-HITS. Good morning to you. 707 on 97.1 Amp Radio. Oh, I call all kinds of sevens up in there, right?
No. What was that?
707 on 97.1 Amp Radio. Let's go to our phone lines. Nina from West Co. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nina, I'm glad you called in to get this off your chest. Vent and let it go. Never look back. What happened to you? Who did you dirty?
My ex-girlfriend did me dirty. We were together for 14 years.
Oh my gosh.
And she cheated on me with her brother's friend.
Oh, I'm glad you clarified. Yeah, I thought you just said with her brother and then just ending there.
No, it was her brother's best friend, I guess, if you will.
Her brother's best friend was a female or a male?
A female. I was in a same-sex relationship
for
14 years.
Man, 14 years, that's like... Wow, that's a long time.
That's like marriage. You're basically married.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. Nina, how did you find out about this?
They weren't trying to hide it, you know, like...
All right.
She had hickeys, and then I questioned her, and then she lied about it.
The hickeys you didn't give your significant other. Dead giveaway. Mm-hmm. Someone else did that. They're probably
true. Write that down. Potential red flag.
dead giveaway.
Real quick. What would she say they were? Just curling iron burns?
No, like, I just confronted her, and then she admitted it. But she lied at first, saying that it was someone else.
So. Oh.
She didn't want to snitch on who the girl was that she was hooking up with.
Yeah. But eventually I found out that it was her.
How did you find out?
She just matched up the lips to the hickey.
I just had a suspicion, and then she went out in the outing with her brother, and I asked her brother's boyfriend when they got home, and then she was like, "Oh, that girl showed up to the beach," and then I knew. Then I packed all my stuff and I left.
For a second there, I did get a visual of what Brian was saying. Like, you're trying to match up the lips to the hickey. It's kind of like trying to find Cinderella.
Yeah.
But like a hoochier one.
Or it's like a police lineup. Like, you hold up like lips to the hickey and you're like, aha!
Like a hoochie Cinderella.
Yeah.
Hoochie Cinderella.
I even have a tattoo of her name and she has a tattoo.
Do you still have that or did you get rid of it as soon as the whole thing went down?
No, like, it's part of my past. I'm not going to cover it up or anything. Like, I'm going to keep it.
If you do decide to cover it up, you should cover it up with, like, your new girl's lips and tattoo that on
you. Oh, my gosh. No. Yeah. I'm going to take a break for a while.
Getting tattoos of significant others. Yeah.
That's a good plan.
I need to get my ish together first.
It sounds like you have your ish together. Just other people keep messing with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nina, did it feel good to vent? And this time really let it go and release it and not allow it to have clout over you?
Yes, it did. It felt so good.
We love you. Thank you for listening to us. You deserve the best.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Good morning to you. Your chance to win our Amped Up Vegas experience is going down right now. And tomorrow again at 7:20. Make sure you tune in for that. 2 passes to the Billboard Music Awards. And we got your hotel covered by playing the Name That Song game. Remix edition. All right, we're going to play 3 songs for you. You got to guess 2 out of 3 correct based only on the lyrics, not the beat you hear.
That's right. The beat is there to distract you, trick you. That's why it makes the game difficult.
Absolutely. Well, let's meet our contestant this morning. We got Melanie from Carson. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning. I'm Brady.
What up, Melanie?
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, Melanie. I believe in you. Why do you need this Vegas trip so much in your life right now?
Me and my boyfriend are hitting 5 years on May 4th.
And he's still not your fiance? What's up with that?
No.
Not just playing.
I mean, the rooftop or the patio of some nice hotel in Vegas, buddy, if you're listening.
Maybe.
All right, Melanie, here we go. Base it only off of the lyrics. And by the way, Sue from Panorama City is waiting on the line in case you lose. She will automatically win. Sue, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you want to say to Melanie? She's up for these tickets right now.
Well, good luck. I'm pretty good at this, though.
Oh. All right, here we go. All right, Melanie, here's your first song. Based only off of the lyrics, what's the name of this song?
Jonas Brothers. It's Sucker
Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
Okay.
You did it. Good job.
I'm just want to know if she knows the name of the other song.
Oh,
like,
no, it's a Eminem. Wait, I forgot.
That's yeah, you don't have to know.
It's old school. It's old school.
Forgot about Dre, but Eminem is on it. So
yeah, exactly. You need to know that. All right, here we go. Second one, you get this one correct. You're going to Vegas, Melanie. All right, what's the name of this song based only on the lyrics? This is it. Here we go.
Okay. Go, 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 I got what you need. Hold on, let me see what you're saying. I'm just like,
All right, time is up.
Find me in the club.
What's the name of the song?
Is it Find Me in the Club? But I don't even know the chorus.
You're so close. No, that is incorrect.
Oh, no.
That Norteño remix threw you off.
It's 50 Cent in the club.
I know it's 50 Cent.
It's just in the club. All right, here it is. The last chance.
You got this. I believe in you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What's the name of this song just based off of the lyrics? Here we go. I did half a zen, 13 hours till I land. Have you out like a light, like a light, like a light. Slept through the flight, not for the night. 767, man, this shit got double bedroom, man. I still got scores to settle, man. I crept down the block, made a right, cut the lights, paid a price, think it's sweet, it's on sight, nothing nice, Vegas in my eyes. Young the flame, he in sicko mode.
Got a little hint there at the end.
Yeah, come on, you got this.
Yes, I got it. Sicko Mode.
Sicko Mode! Yo, that one was tough.
That was tough.
Because that was Drake. That's Drake and Travis Scott, but it was over another Drake song beat.
Yeah.
Right. Woo!
Baby.
Melanie, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm shaking right now.
You're going to be at the Billboard Music Awards next week in Vegas. We're taking care of your hotel room for you and your boyfriend. I love it. Congratulations, Melanie.
Oh, and for our backup, Sue, right?
Yeah.
Sue, you can get tickets to the North Hollywood Comedy Festival going down next weekend. It's right in your neighborhood, too. North Hollywood Comedy Festival, so stay on the line.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
DJ Snake and Ozuna will be at the Latin Billboard Music Awards tonight in Vegas. Check them out on Telemundo. But you probably won't be if you're a huge Avengers fan, because Avengers Endgame opens up tonight. Many places starting at 6 p.m. Longest movie Marvel has ever made, over 3 hours long. And I got some important information for you in case you're trying to go to the bathroom during the movie, when the best moments are and when you should definitely not go. All right. So as you're prepping for tonight, because it is so long, make sure if you are smuggling in, like I would, some Valentina hot sauce or Tapatio hot sauce.
Or flask.
Yeah. Make sure you get the Costco size for that situation right there. I remember one time I met some listeners at a movie theater. And one of the listeners was like, yo, man, you got to see my mom's purse. Everything she's got loaded up in there. She had a straight up jalapeno jar. Oh
my gosh.
She had Tapatio sauce. And she had like the supersized drinks from a movie theater, right? Oof. And because you get free refills if you have that cup at the movie theater. But when she went to go get a refill, she didn't realize that the cup was from AMC Theaters, and she was at an Edwards.
Whoopsies.
They're like, man, we can't refill that. It's literally AMC on it. She's like, pero por qué? Why not? I bought it. So anyways, this is when you can go to the bathroom, right, guys? 30 minutes into the movie, when the San Francisco title card comes on screen.
It's not a spoiler. Just San Francisco title card.
Not a spoiler right there. In the 45th minute, when the Hulk is having lunch.
Okay. It's not a spoiler either. Hulk's got to eat.
It said it's kind of funny, but really you can go take a leak real quick. And you're not going to miss out on anything. Okay. But they do say this. You cannot leave the movie theater no matter what.
After that?
After the second hour. Once the second hour starts, after the second hour is over and going into second hour plus, you cannot leave the movie theater.
So for 2 hours, you can't.
Yeah. Like an hour and a half, you can't leave it.
Wow.
The last hour and a half, you just cannot.
You can make it. I've seen people, I have not seen anyone post who's seen it already, like the pre-screenings and stuff, say anything other than it doesn't feel like 3 hours. So I have a feeling it's not a movie that's going to drag. It moves really quickly. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling like you probably, it's one of those situations where you might feel like you have to go and then all of a sudden you just forget about it. Mm-hmm. You're like, whoa, that was 3 hours.
You forget. Or just wear a diaper. That works too. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
So the cast of Empire have penned a letter about how they really feel about the whole Jussie Smollett thing and if he should come back for season 6. They definitely don't hold back at all. Also, Kanye West is up to something, a new project. And I think Brian kind of sort of predicted this.
Church of Kanye.
Earlier this week. So we're going to talk about that next in the Chelsea Report. That's coming up at 7:50.
The Chelsea Report.
Netflix movies will still be eligible to win an Oscar next year. Very exciting. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences decided against rule changes that would have made it harder for Netflix movies like Roma to be eligible.
Right.
Director Steven Spielberg is one of many Hollywood traditionalists who have been trying to push for changes at the Academy. He said that streaming movies shouldn't be considered for Oscars unless they have a traditional run in theaters. But the Academy is saying, no, we plan to further study the profound changes occurring in our industry and continue discussions with our members about these issues.
That's good. I hope I like it when the award... You know, like the award electing bodies change the rules, like the Grammys and stuff. And they're like, we need to start looking at how we get more hip hop into best album and things like that.
Diversify.
Because now the production, the way we make things has changed. Technology's made it easier just to make a movie and stream it.
We're evolving.
I did read that Netflix is buying a theater here in Hollywood. Like, I think it's the Egyptian Theater.
Oh, cool.
So they could just like, okay, there. It's in theaters.
That's funny.
Like, due to their screenings.
They're like,
there.
Don't mess with us. We got money. Yeah. We upped our subscription.
Spielberg's going to be okay with this once Netflix reaches out and be like, hey, man, we have a little deal we want to do with you.
Exactly.
You're like,
oh,
all right, tell
Also, that is pretty dope, though, because a lot of those Netflix movies, like, I actually really enjoy. But it would be cool once you watch it on, you know, I watch it on my phone, like at an airport. I'd be like, I wonder if this is better in a theater.
Yeah.
Look up what theater it is that they're buying Netflix. I think it's the Egyptian, so we'll double check that for you guys.
So the cast of Empire have made it clear they fully support Jussie Smollett returning for the 6th season of the show. They wrote a letter to the Fox execs saying, together as a united front, we stand with Jussie and ask that our co-star, brother, and friend be brought back for our 6th season. He is kind, he is compassionate, he's honest, and above all, he's filled with integrity. He is also innocent and no longer subject to legal uncertainty with the criminal charges against him having been dropped. This is why we write today to ask you to keep Jussie on the cast so that we can all put this behind us and move forward. It was signed by all the main cast members, including Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Henson. Now, there's no word how it was received or there's no final decision on if he's coming back or not. But Jussie was seen having lunch with the showrunner yesterday.
Right.
He was written out of the next season, and his last episode did air last night, if it is going to be his last episode.
But there may be some type of way that he reappears.
Exactly. Okay. Well, that's exactly what this is all about.
I wouldn't say that he was proven innocent.
Well, that
because
was interesting, huh?
They just dropped the charges because they couldn't convict him or they did something wrong. But then again, Chicago PD and the Chicago courts, Cook County courts sealed the record, so we're never going to know what the hell happened.
Mm-hmm. So frustrating.
So everybody's like, all right, let's move right along.
I know.
Nothing to see here. Carry on, folks.
Carry on. Let's go.
All right, Brian, I have to say you kind of called this one.
Oh, all right.
I mean, I don't say that often.
Listen,
but I'm saying it today.
Can we record this one? Chelsea saying right.
And you cannot put this in the button box, okay? I'm putting that out there. You cannot put it in the button box. So basically, rumor has it, Kanye West is thinking about opening his own church.
Of course he is, man. That's the only reason he did that Coachella service was to get all this like PR and support and excitement. It's gonna drop right here. I promise it's right here in Hollywood, and he has might even be on Wilshire. Like that golden, Golden Voice Theater or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $9.99 a month, I heard. And if you stream it, it's only $5.99.
You gotta look through a peephole the whole time.
You know, interesting fact too, I also was reading. You know how they had that huge hill where they perform at Coachella? Uh-huh. That hill wasn't there. Like the dude that does all his production stages had that hill built.
Are you sure?
Oh my gosh.
Facts, Chelsea.
Really?
These are straight facts. They rolled up to the polo grounds and they dug up a bunch of dirt and so on and so forth. And then they laid grass over it and did it within a week. Between weekend one of Coachella and weekend two, straight up build them a hill to perform on with the choir.
He is Jesus. He was just like, rise, rise.
There you go.
There's no official plans just yet, but basically an inside source is saying that he's been thinking about it. He's talking about it. He was really encouraged from, obviously, the success of Coachella.
Monitor his Twitter. I'm calling Meltdown. Meltdown coming.
Listen, man, I think it'd be cool. Maybe it's not necessarily a church, but it's a place where you can go just worship and listen to some good worship music and good music. And
bring
chill.
Diverse people together.
Yeah, I'm down.
So that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. I'll do a little fact check. DJ Majestic, what's the deal with Netflix buying a theater here in Hollywood?
Netflix, as of now, is in talks to acquire Hollywood's historic Egyptian theater.
The Egyptian. That's historic. That's crazy.
Cool. Just to do screenings there and maybe show some of the movies and bam. No issues with the Oscars.
Now they're just showing off.
Nice.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have a Chelsea Radio Novela update in regards to her love life yesterday. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So many of you called in to help her out in this very difficult decision to make. Should she go on a date with a guy she met a weekend one at Coachella or not? Let me break it down to you because we got a name for this Radio Novela right here. Dos hombres, un suéter. Y la princesa Co-Chelsea.
It's two men, one sweater, and Princess Co-Chelsea.
The man that Cinderella'd Chelsea on Coachella weekend one and left his sweater behind just to make sure they would see each other again, invited her out on a date last night. He was going to cook for her and take her on a walk on the beach. But she had no idea that she was going to get straight up Tinkerbell'd weekend two. That's of Coachella, right. When she met another man that fairy dusted her.
All weekend long, fairy dusted her. And Monday night.
It just sounds not right.
You mean the truth?
Oh, wow.
So, she was like, yo, I'm going to go on this date with Cinderella and return his sweater. Brian was like, yo, don't waste your time or his time.
Mail it back. Mail it back.
Yep.
Still got the UPS envelope over in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
What did Chelsea end up doing? By the way, if you want to know what Tinkerbell is, basically you meet somebody for the first time and it's literally like they put fairy dust all over you because you fell for them right away. And that's what happened with Chelsea.
Wow.
Saw him every day since Friday. I will tell you this, that she decided to go on a date with Cinderella and return his sweater, but not before receiving a text from Tinkerbell, weekend number two, boyfriend, that says this. If you don't have plans, I would love to see you again. Tonight.
Again. Mm-hmm. Do you have a toothbrush at this place yet?
Come on. That's too serious.
We're about to find out what happened. We're live on Instagram right now. Check out the vid at 97.1 Amp Radio. Chelsea, first and foremost, how did that text conversation continue? After Tinkerbell said that and tried to derail you from seeing Cinderella, what did you text back?
Well, here's the thing, because I felt like I knew he was playing dumb because earlier in the day he had texted me a video of him listening to the show. So I knew he knew.
So
that
weekend
I had
number two, Tinkerbell was listening to the show, finding out for the first time that you're going on a date with another man, Cinderella.
That's actually pretty good on his part. That's due diligence, doing a little intel recon.
Okay.
You know, not playing dumb.
But, well, so for me, I was like, well, how am I going to respond to this? Because I'm not going to be like, oh, busy. I don't know. I wanted to like call him out on it. So I was like, I feel like I'm being tested because I know you heard the show today, is what I said. And he goes, and then he wrote, I mean, give him the sweater back and let's snuggle.
Damn!
Hashtag mail it back.
Mail it back. Mail it back. Don't even drop it off. Wow. Just shove it in a mailbox.
And then come over and.
Okay.
I mean, we already know where this story ends because you've been particularly exhausted today.
Okay. Wow. You're jumping to conclusions.
Chelsea, what time did you set up the date with Cinderella?
So,
which is Sweater Boy.
So, you know, and Cinderella's super nice guy. He was great. We were like,
But what time did you set him up? And we'll find out if you also saw Tinkerbell after.
We had a very early dinner.
happy hour, 4:30?
By the way, when a girl moves a date to like 4 p.m., you've just been friend zoned. So how was your experience with Cinderella? Yeah, let's go there first.
We had a dinner at 6:15 and we, it was really great. Honestly, he's such a cool guy. Gentleman, like made it really easy.
It's like really fun half hour.
Well, because I was going to drive all the way out to like the west side where he's at because he was going to make dinner and stuff. But it was, you know, there was a lot of traffic at that time. So he's like, I'll just come to you. No big deal. So he ended up coming over here. We had a really nice dinner. He's super sweet. Really fun guy. Really good dinner. I gave him a sweatshirt back. We had some laughs, some hugs. You know, it was great.
You gave him a bro hug on the way out?
Damn. Was it a side church hug? All right. So what did you do after Cinderella went on his way?
So.
And his pumpkin.
Take your sweatshirt back and be gone, pumpkin.
So I had dessert with
so awkward right now.
You had dessert with who?
I got ice cream with Tinkerbell.
Chelsea, stacked them.
I stacked the dates.
Stacked them like a Wendy's burger.
I gotta say, I felt kind of like a boss though, doing that. It felt kind of good.
Coming up next, we'll find out how that ended and who's in the lead after last night. Cinderella Boy or Tinker Bell? Text us. Who do you think's in the lead?
Pretty much a landslide for old Tinkerbell over here. Michelle LA says, clearly Tinkerbell has won. No questions asked. Jeffrey says, team hashtag Tinkerbell in the lead. She must have subconsciously wanted Tink, and thus, I think it's more than subconsciously, and thus made plans because she really wanted to see him. And then from the 805, you go, girl!
Wow,
you should have kept that sweater longer, just in case you got bored of Tinkerbell.
Woo! There it is.
I like that.
All right, Chelsea, to help you decide who's in the lead, we got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
Between Tinkerbell and Cinderella, who do you believe has better family values? Things that are important to you.
Oh, shoot.
She's like, I haven't even asked them.
Oh, damn,
I don't even know anything about their family.
She's like, why does that matter?
Okay, let's ask. Wait, when you were at Tinkerbell's apartment, does he have any pictures of family around?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Could you see yourself photoshopped in him?
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting anxiety.
Number two, who's a better listener?
Definitely. Well, they're both good, guys.
Okay, number three, who do your friends like more?
But, like, here, this is also new. More of my friends have met Tinker, so Tinker.
And number four, who's a better kisser?
Tinker, for sure.
You kiss both of them? Whoa! Majestic.
And most importantly for you, who has more followers on social media?
Important for me at all.
All right, I have a question.
Not even a little bit.
Did you leave anything at Tinkerbell's house yet?
Oh, did you Cinderella Tinkerbell?
Oh my God, you guys, I actually...
Oh! No! The tables have turned!
How sad is that for Cinderella listening right now, busted his move on the dude that swooped him?
I mean, I can't even think of a bigger slap in the face right now.
Oh my gosh.
I left my charging case there.
Your charging case for your phone.
Oh, man, that's even worse than the sweatshirts.
Hey, Tinkerbell lives really close to the radio station, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sam, you want to run over and get it?
No, even better. If you're listening, Tinkerbell, come on through the studio.
Stop,
what's
you guys.
Our address?
5670 Wilshire Boulevard.
Oh, you guys are the worst.
Second floor. Come on through, Tinkerbell. If you're really, really a boss, you would show up to the show before 10 a.m.
Yeah.
If you're really, really
agreed,
interested
totally,
in our sis.
Yeah. I mean, I know Cinderella would. He drove out here in rush hour just for a lunch date.
So bottom line, at Chelsea, to wrap this up, how are you moving forward? Both of them? Just one of them? None of them? Go ahead, girl. You're empowered. You're an empowered woman.
Okay, here's
woman
what
right
I will
now.
Say. I'm going to empower all my single women out there to stack dates, because I'll tell you why. I felt like a boss woman yesterday. Wow. It was really great going from one to the next. And I might do three next time.
Whoa. You have a morning show to do. Let's not do three on weekdays. Two got you, like,
but,
struggling.
Anyways.
Friday nights and Saturday nights, please.
You know, here's the thing. I'm in this place in my life where I'm having fun, and I'm having a good time with Tink right now. Can I call him Tink? Is that weird?
You can call him whatever you want.
And I don't know.
Whoa!
I meant to. You said tink, and I saw blink, and I pressed blink 182 instead of this.
It's the summer, man. Tam and I talk about summer circles. I'm not saying doing that, but like, it's just one day at a time. I don't like to overthink.
So Tinkerbell's in the lead, but you're gonna keep Cinderella in the picture.
I think we could be friends. I don't know what's going to happen.
That's a yes.
All right. I don't want this to add your anxiety, but we got a text from Josh in 626.
Oh, no.
Boy, I wonder what Gary thinks if he's listening to this. I bet he's trying to run background checks on everyone named Tinkerbell.
Yeah, do you have a message for Gary, a.k.a. your father?
Dad, turn it off.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
You wonder why rappers create these names for themselves, like Lil Nas X or like Quavo or Takeoff. Or Offset. You guys ever wonder that? Like,
I just let it be. I mean, I don't even question
when you hear them rap, it makes sense. They just go, Pagah! And I'm like, yeah, I can see Quavo.
It's actually because they have crazier real names. Like, their government name is like crazy. I was looking this up, and Lil Nas X's real name is Montero. Montero Lamar. Montero's such like, it reminds me of Pablo Montero. He's like a telenovela star in Mexico and singer. Quavo's real name, Quavius.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
that's where he got Quavius.
Tam's putting all the pieces together. Oh, Quavius, Quavo. I can see the relation.
Quavius. Takeoff, also part of Migos. Real name is Kershnick.
Kershnick sounds like a sound you make when you're trying to turn around.
Kershnick!
Turn around?
Like, Kershnick! Kershnick! And Offset, so also part of Migos. His real name is Kiari. Kiari Cephas.
I'm just enjoying the faces you're making when you're saying these names, Edgar.
I'm just really trying to get the pronunciation right, huh?
I think along with this game of Edgar trying to pronounce rapper names, we should also have Chelsea read cities in Colombia.
Okay. America.
We saw that one earlier today in the show.
Oh,
that
was so good. She was trying to say Medellin. And how did you say it, Chelsea?
I think I said Medellin.
Medellin. Medellin. That's my favorite.
So you Medellin? I'm Medellin.
So it was, very white. Very white.
When I do stuff like that, it sounds racist.
The Chelsea Report.
So hands down, the biggest movie of the weekend and really the year is Avengers Endgame. Mm-hmm. It comes out tonight, I think around 6 p.m. at some theaters here in L.A. It's already broken pre-sale records. And now, this is crazy, it's expected to shatter opening weekend records globally, bringing in close to $900 million. That's almost a billion. On the U.S. side of things, it's expected to bring in an all-time high for opening weekend, around $270 million to $300 million.
And that's actually the biggest movie of the year. It's the biggest movie of all time.
Yeah.
Like, by a mile. It's not even close. I've never heard in any sort of chatter on any movie someone coming close to hitting $1 billion worldwide in the first weekend.
Yeah.
And by the way, Marvel needs all that money. You see how many actors are on this movie? Yeah.
And they're all at the highest paid actors in the industry.
There's so many actors in that movie. I saw a mashup yesterday of 13 going on 30 and it had Jennifer Garner, dude who plays Bruce Banner, what's his, Mark Ruffalo, and Brie Larson, like as a young Brie Larson in that act. That's how many actors are in it that you can find like movies from the 90s where they're still in it together.
It's so crazy. And if you are going to see it this weekend, you got to make sure you carve out a chunk of time because the running time is 3 hours and 58 seconds.
We did tell you though, researchers, aka nerds, have watched the movie and told us what time is the best time to go take a leak or use the restroom. And it's 30 minutes in when they're in San Francisco. And then about
the Hulk is eating lunch, 45 minutes in
when the Hulk is eating lunch.
So there you go.
And then after the second hour, you can't. I did get called out on Twitter for saying that. Lexi Martinez wrote, Edgar, stop! Laugh out loud. Now I know something's going to happen in San Francisco and the Hulk is eating. You ruined it.
Well, the funny thing is, when you said that, I couldn't remember after Infinity War, because like half the characters get eliminated. I couldn't remember if the Hulk, I don't know what happened to him. So I think saying the Hulk is eating lunch may actually be kind of a spoiler.
Come on, Edgar. I don't know. You didn't know the Hulk
was going to be in it?
I think they did something weird with the Hulk at the end of Infinity War, so I think he may be making a, like,
whatever.
A surprise entrance.
There's like 30 other superheroes on it. You'll be fine.
Edgar. All right, moving on. Madonna. All right, she needs to step away from Maluma. Okay, they just released this music video. They have a song together. They're getting hot and heavy, and they're like pumping and grinding.
Jeez.
I don't know.
The paint hasn't even dried on your escapades these last few days. Okay. Let it settle.
All right, they just released a song together. It's called Medellin.
Good job, Chelsea. The reason why Chelsea said it so confidently is because in the 6 a.m. hour, she said this.
It's a song called Medellin, I think is how you say it.
Medellin.
Okay, there. So, not even close.
Oh,
I meant to ask you before I did this report.
Wrong.
Wait, how is it?
She's like, come on, Madonna. No, doing the song Medellin.
You guys can go to Tijuana this weekend.
Get away from Malibu.
Are you going to go to Guadalajara?
I'm going to go to Oaxaca.
Okay, let's get back to the music video.
That's what happened earlier.
Oh, wow.
So anyways, here's the tease of the song.
I took a sip and had a dream. And I woke up in Medellin.
Yep, there it is.
Te gusta, tranquila, baby, yo te apoyo.
Boy.
No hay que hablar no mucho para entrar en rollo. Si quieres ser mi reina, pues...
She even sounds sexy, right?
Yeah, why is Madonna making Maluma do all the work?
I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. Well,
I mean, Madonna is really mails it in on that song. I feel like you're right. She just was like, let's do a song just so she get close to him. Because
exactly.
Play the beginning of that. She is not even trying.
Let's hear that.
I took a sip and had a dream.
Sounds like a 9-year-old in the choir.
Into his eyes.
Facts. When she did do another South American song, which is Cry For Me Argentina, she tried a little harder for that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, totally. Would you want to do that one too?
What?
Give it a little Cry For Me Argentina?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Okay. We'll move
on. There's a song. Let's wrap this one up.
We're wrapping it up. They're also going to perform that song at the Billboard Music Awards. That's next week. So get excited for that. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anyway.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Max, one of the scariest things that could ever happen to you is an armed robber breaking into your home at night. And your family's now in danger. What do you do in that situation, man? Like, that is crazy.
I mean, yeah, no matter what you try to do, you know? The fear of someone overreacting or, like, once someone has a... Once you... In any altercation, any incident, once a weapon has been introduced, like, you can't be in control of what that person's going to do. Even in a home invasion, you're like, yo, take everything.
Absolutely.
And you still can't be, guaranteed that something's not going to happen to you.
Good morning. Thanks for hanging out with us on 97.1 Amp Radio. Crazy story we're about to break down right now. OG rapper Bun B, who's a part of the rap crew UGK. Remember him from Jay-Z and Big Pimpin'.
It's the big southern rap here from Sario. Coming straight about the black barrio. Make some meal about for sorry. Now sit back and beat my scenario.
I want to hear the whole song real quick.
It's a great song.
He ended up saving his family's life after an armed robber broke into his home. Brian, you got details on this crazy story, bro.
Yeah, it's wild. So Bun B, whose name is Bernard Freeman, they're in Houston, Southwest Houston, at his house, and his wife hears the doorbell ring. She's expecting some Amazon packages, and generally, you know, Amazon just kind of like a surprise party, like, I forgot I ordered those. So she's like, oh, doorbell rang. She's not assuming anything of it. She goes down, and she opens the door, and 20-year-old Demonte Jackson, wearing a ski mask, gun to her head, forced her back into the house.
Oof.
Now, Bun B is upstairs, hears the commotion. He grabs a gun, comes downstairs. Now,
so Bun B has his own
gun,
weapon.
Yeah, a legally owned firearm Bun B has upstairs. He comes downstairs. Now, Bun B's wife is like, hey, I will take you to the garage. You can have your pick of any of the cars we have. They have like a large, like 3-car garage. You can take a pick of any car you want. Just go. Do not hurt anybody in my house.
And they live in a gated community.
Wow. Right.
That's what's crazy about this. That's probably why she was so like chill about opening the door.
Mm-hmm.
So he the two of them, the Jackson, the armed robber, and Bun B's wife go into the garage. As Jackson is taking the car, Bun B comes into the garage. Jackson fires a shot. Bun B fires a shot.
Oh my
gosh. So shots were fired in the garage. Now, dude takes off, doesn't even take the car, runs out of the garage, takes off, but he had been wounded in his shoulder. Bun B was not hurt in the shooting. And Jackson was arrested at the hospital in Houston when he went to get treatment for his bullet wound in the shoulder. So it's crazy because, I mean, shots were exchanged in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at that point, you're just kind of pointing, you know, I mean, who knows where those bullets end up.
Do we know if any of their kids were in the home or anybody else?
There's no details on who else was in the house. It just discloses that Bun B and his wife were
in
the house.
Can we just give props to Bun B's queen, his wife? What a boss move to be like, hey, being calm, you know what I'm saying? Come to the garage, take any car of your choice.
Right.
Like handling the business, giving time for her husband to come down and do this. Also, Bun B, can we give him props? He could have totally, if he wanted to, and rightfully so, he could have killed that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He shot him once, But he could have ended his life right there if he wanted to.
Right, run after him,
but
shoot
him.
Yeah.
I think, and that is the difference to me between somebody who's in self-defense and someone who's going to hurt somebody. Like, Bun B fired one shot, dude runs off wounded, right? And he's just like, I'm here to protect yep. my house.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, he's seeing that situation. He's like, the threat is neutralized, he's running. They called the police, and then the police, of course, you go to the hospital for a gunshot wound yeah. in your back of your shoulders. Now, like, yeah, I accidentally did that. I was like, I'm scratching yeah. my back. My
yeah, man. That armed robber got a second chance at life for sure, man. Hopefully, things straighten out for him.
You'll have plenty of time to think about in jail for armed mm-hmm. robbery and assault and burglary.
Shooting yeah. the
attempted
his arm.
Murder, yeah.
Right? Oh, man. Big shout out to Bun B and his queen. That is such a scary but amazing story. I'm glad things worked out the way they did.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Good idea or bad idea? Drones rolling up to your house, delivering things like pizza, tacos, and Chinese food.
The service promises to slash delivery times. Say, order a pizza, and it could go straight from your local shop and skip traffic altogether. Within just a few minutes, you should be able to step outside and collect your dinner.
That's why it's a bad idea and it's a no for me, just because of the sound.
Right.
I would go crazy. Hearing that, the amount of packages we get at our house, thanks to my wife, like I would go crazy.
I mean, I think it's a terrible idea. One, like, don't remove Uber Eats and, you know, what is it, Postmates, all things.
Right.
Allow people to, like, independently work.
DoorDash,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, right? And, like, on an app, and you can be your own boss. And if you're someone who's into creative things or trying to start a business,
yeah.
you can deliver food. Just settle down. Like, it's not like everyone needs your pizza instantaneously. Just relax.
I do.
Maybe today you do, you hot mess, but generally?
I think it's a good idea, and I think we're giving Postmates delivery people too much credit because, first off, they're a lot of times they're late, and
why
they eat
hating?
Our food sometimes.
Why? Get out of here.
They've eaten my fries before.
First of all, people trying to come up.
No.
Google's drones, guys, have been approved by the Federal Aviation Administration, and they actually beat out Amazon for this. So it could be very real very soon. Now, Brad, you're a pilot.
I am.
Do you like or do you hate drones?
I hate them mostly. A, because they call the operators pilots. That's not true. And but also, they're very dangerous when they get near airports because they're not pilots, because they don't go through the same amount of training.
Tell them.
They get in the way. And there's a lot of planes that get grounded every day, especially in the San Francisco area, because drone pilots are dumb. But...
Wow, it's because like a therapy session.
You just get a remote control and you just fly it on.
Yeah, no, don't even get me started. But here's the good thing about this.
Okay.
According to the certification they got, they can only fly during the day and only up to 400 feet.
Oh, okay.
So you got to live next to the pizza place? Just walk your ass over and get your pizza.
Just FYI, you might be getting some drones rolling over your pad and it's not your ex. All right, right about now, though, we got the Dammy Dumb story of the day.
Dammy Dumb.
What you working with, Brian?
Coming out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, we got 26-year-old Rossi Polo Adams Jr., an internet influencer now looking at 20 years behind bars for trying to hire his... Well, he's not trying to. He hired his cousin... to threaten someone who owned a domain name that he wanted at gunpoint.
Damn, he dumb.
Cause wow. Because the guy over the years would not sell it. Now, Adam started this viral site called State Snaps, and he wanted the domain Do It For The State, and basically it's just one of those websites that just collects like Barstool Sports kind of stuff. It's just like videos of college kids drinking, being idiots, falling down at spring break and stuff, and he really wanted this domain. Now, here's where it gets really dumb. He's been trying to buy this domain for 3 years from this dude, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he'd sent emojis to him with like a gun, like towards like a frowny face over the years, right? He'd physically threatened him before, and then all of a sudden, some dude, which ends up being his cousin, busts in at gunpoint and tries to threaten him to sell the domain. Now the guy relents and sells the domain to him, and then the cousin leaves. And these two morons think that they're not going to put two and two together, like. Like, hey, so someone broke in to steal a domain name from you? Have you ever had any run-ins with anyone about this domain?
Or he's just going to be cool with it and just, like, let it go, you know?
Go to @doitforthestate on Twitter. You'll find out exactly.
Yeah, he does.
Wow, bro.
That's a lot.
For the domain.
Looking at 20 years.
I've heard about do it for the grand. Never for the domain.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. We got the Dopest Moment Award going out right now. And it goes to our sis, Chelsea, not only for surviving this morning's show, after having stacked two dates last night, but also for busting one of the most savage moves ever seen in the dating world, ever. Let me give a little bit of context. So Chelsea's had these two guys coming after her heart. Week one, she met a guy that we nicknamed Cinderella because he left his sweater behind with Chelsea to make sure that they would see each other again.
Pretty sneaky move right there.
Great move. Props to him.
Smooth.
Last night, she went on a date with him to give him his sweater back. But right after that, she went on another date with a dude that we call Tinkerbell. Why is he Tinkerbell? Because Chelsea met him weekend two of Coachella, and he straight up fairy dusted her. Fell hard for him, and actually has been hanging out with him every day since his last Friday when they first hung out at Coachella Friday night.
It hasn't been every day, but okay.
She's got like one loophole. Right? She's like, I mean, I'm here some of the day.
Come on.
But listen to the move she busted on poor Cinderella, man. Check this out.
Did you leave anything at Tinkerbell's house yet?
Did you Cinderella you guys, Tinkerbell?
Oh my God, you guys, I actually...
Ah! No! The tables have turned!
How sad is that for Cinderella listening right now, busted his move on the dude that swooped him? Oh my gosh.
I left my charging case there.
Oh man, that's even worse than the sweatshirts.
Hey, Tinkerbell lives really close to the radio station, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sam, you want to run over and get it?
No, even better. If you're listening, Tinkerbell, come on through the studio.
Stop.
What's
our address?
5670 Wilshire Boulevard.
Oh, you guys are the worst.
Second floor. Come on through, Tinkerbell. If you're really, really a boss, you would show up to the show before 10 a.m.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Cinderella would. He drove out here in rush hour just for a lunch date.
Savage move.
It's a good move, though.
Tinkerbell wasn't able to make it into the studio in person, but we do have him on the line.
You do not.
Tinkerbell, good morning.
Hello.
Dang it, that would have been amazing.
I just have a random phone line coming in right now. Somebody's calling in. I was hoping it was a guy.
Hey, don't swear, okay?
we'll be right with you, okay? Hang tight. Please hang tight with us.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Hang tight.
Jokester is in here.
She's like, I like Tinkerbell, though. All right. By the way, Tinkerbell is in the lead over Cinderella Man, but Chelsea said, you know, she feels empowered.
Yeah.
Summer's around the corner.
I'm going to start stacking dates up all week long.
Not week, weekend.
And she's just building up that roster for the summertime.
Damn, we got some work to do.
Tamara's taking notes, and here we go.
Summer Circle.
All right, love you guys. Check out our podcast. Download the freeradio.com app. It goes up daily. Search Amp Morning Show. Love you. And remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy, your peace. Not even if somebody that you like used a move that you used on them to get them on another dude.
It was a good move.
Damn. Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.